人人都会搜索你的。
Hello everyone, this is Oshiniwa, your hostess evening with In the Know with Oshiniwa, highlighting independent artists and their music. But tonight, I have a featured guest with me. His name is Trey Stevens, and we'll talk to him a little later on. But before we get started, for all you artists out there who are trying to get your music played on the IL radio show, listen to this.
If you are an artist and you would like to get your music played on the Internet L Radio Show, you may do so by emailing us at ilradio@internetlent.com. Again, that email address is ilradio@internetlent.com.
All right, everyone. Tonight I have singer and songwriter, Trey Stevens. Trey, how are you doing this evening?
Good evening. How are you? I am great. Thank you for having me. I appreciate you for this. I'm so excited about this.
You know what? You are so welcome. I do know that last month we were supposed to have you on, but due to you not feeling well, we had to postpone this show. So I'm glad to actually have you on.
Thank you. I'm so excited. Thank you.
I know the weather has been playing a big part here and there everywhere.
Yeah.
But everybody, and I know right now you are in New York.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, I am.
And I'm here in Reno, Nevada. And right now it seems like we're having the same kind of weather. I don't know why.
I know, right?
But we are.
Yes, we are. It's crazy.
I just don't know how deep the snow is on your end versus my end.
I think you probably have more snow. We're doing pretty good in New York City. We're dealing with some cold here. You know, the other day we had some snow come down, but nothing really stuck. So we're pretty good with that. Just cold.
Oh, okay. Because we have the cold and the wind backing it up, and it's just not nice at all.
Oh, my gosh. And you're probably going to send it our way. That's probably what's going to happen. You're going to send it our way.
Well, okay. I will gladly send it your way because then we got rain behind it.
Oh,
and then
okay.
We got to be careful with the slipping and sliding. It's just not pretty at all.
Please don't slip and slide. Please don't do that.
Almost did the other day. I was like, this is ridiculous. No, I'm done.
You got to be careful
now. Yeah, gotta be.
That's hip action right there. You got to be careful.
But you know what? That could be a song for you. There you go.
There you go.
Slipping and sliding.
Slipping and sliding.
You make a song to it.
That already. Slipping and sliding.
It'd be a big hit. You know, everybody would be able to relate to it.
Listen, I have to give you points for that one. I'll give you some credit and points for that one.
Now, what you got going on right now?
Wow, I have so many things going on. You know, I've been really fortunate in some of the things I've been able to do in my career. My latest single, Only Woman, has really, you know, brought about a lot of attention for me. And it's a special song, and it's dedicated to, you know, women such as yourself. You know, been strong, amazing parts of our community and our culture. The song was inspired by my mother, my sister, my grandmother, my aunts, my little niece, just seeing their beauty and strength and being able to receive that. And people, for some reason, just really love this song. So when I started writing it, it was in honor of my mother and my sister, and just became this love letter of sorts. So that's where I'm at right now, and I'm receiving all the good from Only Woman, and you've been a great response to that as well. So thank you so much for your continued support.
You're welcome. Now, with this song, we are going to talk about it a little later on because we are going to be playing the song.
Yeah.
Because it's dedicated to the women.
Yes.
In your life and women in general.
Yeah.
When you were thinking about this particular piece, was it about the women, or was it just something that came on the fly, basically? Were you thinking about us in general, or
in general?
Was it something that you built? Okay.
Yeah, in general. Okay. So I tell you, let me, for all of us, where we learn our love, our compassion, empathy, sensitivity, all comes from women, you know, and without women, there would be none of us, you know. So, and thinking about my mother, who transitioned sometime in 2015, I just started thinking about her love for me, unconditional love for me, just the lyrics that I have within the song itself, and how she taught me to love and to learn and to listen and to care and to be concerned about other people. And, you know, as a songwriter, things start to take on a life on its own, you know, and you just start writing and words just start coming out and melody. I wrote it literally in like 4 minutes, heard the melody, knew what I wanted immediately. Met with these great producers, Will Prayer and Clarence T. Lee Hill, and we just pulled it together. And it just really encapsulated how my feelings towards the women in my life and how they've supported me in my life and helped to shape who I am.
Okay. With that being said, how about we do this? I'm going to go ahead and we're going to play this song so that all my listeners can hear it. So, everyone, this is Only Woman, and it's by my featured guest this evening, Trait Stevens.
Thank you. Thank you.
Love.
with Ohiwa every Thursday at 7:30 Pacific Standard Time.
All right, everyone, that song you just heard me play was Only Woman, and it's by my special guest this evening, Trade Stevens.
Oh, thank you so much.
I know you said it took about 4 minutes to write the song.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
The melody. Because you said you had the melody first and then you were able to write the song. Was it something that you just happened to hear? Or was it something that you had and then you were like, okay.
You know, the beautiful thing about writing, it is, you know, it's sometimes it's very transformative too, because you don't know where it's coming from sometimes. And some songs can take a few years to write, and some songs can take literally a couple of minutes or a few seconds to write. And as I was penning the song, writing the lyrics of the song, I could automatically just hear the hook, you know, thought my heart's turned to stone with your love truly grown, you're the only woman. I could hear the melody, all of a sudden it just came to me, and I remember grabbing my phone to record it so that I could memorize, you know, make sure that I put it someplace so I wouldn't forget it, and then just knowing I could sing it from top to bottom how I heard it in my head. And being able to just match that with great production and great sonics and things of that nature. The best songs lots of times will just come to you in an instant. And if you're smart enough, you have something next to you where you can record it, where you're hearing those thoughts, those melodies, which I learned by listening to Lionel Richie talk about how he would keep it on his nightstand, a recorder. So sometimes he would hear songs in his dreams, which happens a lot too, and he would wake up and he'd sing that melody into his recorder. That's something that I've done, keep my phone close at hand. If I have a dream and I hear a melody in my dream, I wake up, and if it's with me, sing it into the phone, keep it there. So, yeah.
No, I have heard many artists say they do that. They keep something next to them at all times. Now, when you are writing your music, is there something that you do in order to prepare yourself when writing or singing the song itself in the studio or anything like that?
With writing, you know what it is? It's about inspiration. I don't force it. If I am in the process of feeling a lyric will come to me through conversation, say you and I are talking about something and maybe you share something with me that was really heartfelt or touching, and for some reason it just resonated with me. It could be a two or three words, you know, like, oh, I just loved that person. And for some reason, those words, I just love that person, will just resonate with me, and then I'm off writing lyrics to I Just Love That Person. And I don't force it. I let it happen. And if it gets to a point to where I'm feeling like I'm forced, then I'll stop and I'll revisit it later, you know. In the studio, it's the same way. You know, I don't try to force anything. You know, if the voice is where it needs to be, it makes it much easier. If it's not, I take a step back and focus on something else, you know, warm up a little bit more, try to get myself where I need to be. You know, the beautiful thing about recording in a studio, you can do it a couple times, you get it to where you need it to be vocally. And those warm ups help a great deal. This song, it only took me maybe 3 takes, and we got it done. Yeah, that's it. Great warm-ups and being prepared when you go into the studio.
Okay. When you're talking, I can tell you have a great love for music.
Thank you.
So, where did your love for music begin, if you don't mind me asking?
No, I don't mind you asking at all. You know, I come from a musical family, and so Hard Knocks started there. My first vocal coach was my mother, And she was the person who encouraged me, because coming from a singing family, she herself had a great voice. I always say she was a combination of Aretha Franklin and Mary J. Blige. She had a lot of that earthy quality with a lot of church gospel, but a polished earthy quality about her voice that really resonated with a lot of people when they heard her. And she, you know, would herself have a career, a burgeoning career while we were living in Germany for some time. So my love of music came from that, and being able to really set in that and for her to support it, started from there. And it was once you get that first response from people, and once I knew that something positive was happening when people heard me sing, you know, how they say the bug gets you, it got me early on. So my mother was very protective. She wanted to make sure, she kept me humble, told me to learn everything as much as I could learn about the business itself. Again, coming from a family of singers and performers and things of that nature, we were always on our, you know, P's and Q's and had our own talent shows and things like that in our family. And, you know, you knew if you could sing and you knew if you couldn't sing because the family would tell you. And that's how we learned to perform and so forth and so on. So, yeah.
All right. Have you collaborated with any of your family on any of your songs?
You know, sister and I, we were young. This is how I knew I was going to, I enjoyed writing. My sister and I, who's an actress, she's based out of Georgia, Carissa Kay. You know, we would always harmonize and sing songs as kids, and things that we would write, you know, and little ditties and things like that. And my sister would write things for me too as well. My sister, I would always call her my de facto manager, because she was always a person when I was in high school to pick out a lot of the songs that I would perform. And she would pick out my costumes as well. She would dress me. She would pick out the songs that I would sing. Teddy Pendergrass, Luther Vandross, Freddie Jackson, you name it. She was the person really dictating a lot of these things. And I would just learn the song and rehearse and practice and learn the song. Even if I didn't think I could do it, my mother was there. Oh, you can do it. You can do it. Or what have you. And so it really helped in that sense. It became a family kind of affair at one point, her being my manager. Even later in life and here in New York City, when I would start having meetings with record labels and things like that, my sister was like my manager, and she represented me in a lot of those situations. So, yeah.
Okay, you had your own manager at a young age. Okay.
I did, yeah.
She was making deals and all kinds of stuff for me. I like that. That I really do like. Okay. Now, you did mention that at one point in time, your family was in Germany.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, yeah.
Now, with being that you guys traveled to different places, did that set the tone of the type of music for you that you would be performing? Because each country or state you may have been in, the music would be different. So how did that help you mature your sound?
Yeah, that's a great question, and I'll tell you why. So to backtrack a little bit, my father was in the military, and so we spent a lot of his tour in Germany and a few places here in the States. But the bulk was in Germany. My sister was born actually in Frankfurt, Germany. And my first performance of singing and doing a show was in Germany, actually. I played Santa Claus. We had never had what I call a chocolate Santa Claus near Army base. And I won the opportunity to do it, and which was a big deal at the time. So that in itself helped shape a lot of how I thought about music, how I engaged music. And also, again, in my household, we listened to so many different types of music. I had a guitar, a Kiss guitar, when, you know, I was a kid. And that just tells you right there. Then I heard Luther. Then I heard Freddie Jackson. And then I heard Barbara Streisand. And then later on, you know, it would be Whitney and the Arethas and things like that or what have you. So it was really the traveling and also having parents who had different tastes in music It just wasn't rooted in one genre. It was spread out. So we were, my sister and I, we were just exposed to all sorts of music, and I took a liking to each of them.
Okay. Now, one question I've always wanted to know, so I might ask you tonight.
Okay.
When you were starting out in the industry, I know that there were people you've spoken to that gave you good advice on how to get to where you're at right now. But did anyone ever give you bad advice?
Oh.
And how did you handle that?
You get bad advice all the time. You know, that's it. I think some of the challenges, you know, when I was first coming through the business itself, is you're always challenged with trying to represent and being authentic in who you are. And I think for a lot of people, not understanding that it's a business, and at the end of the day, it's about moving units, selling albums, putting people in the seats, you know, going to tours and things like that or what have you, and figure out ways to capitalize from one's talent. That's the goal. Especially if you're looking to be signed. For me early on, that wasn't necessarily the goal. The goal for me was to be just a working, performing artist. I wasn't necessarily looking for, you know, superstardom or to be a star or anything like that. But to work and to be fulfilled in that work, that was the goal. But also to understand the importance of the business. That is, a business first. And if you don't understand that, you know, you'll find yourself on, you know, where are they now, or filing for bankruptcy and things of that nature, what have you. Because of my parents instilling in me the importance of education, I was one of those sorts of people who were kind of book smart and nerdy. I'd want to read anything that had to do with the music contracts and things of that nature. The advice lots of times that I would see that was negative was, you know, for me, was trying to change, you know, the foundation of who I was as a person. And for me, that was like, that was non-negotiable. And I come from a class act family, and I come from a great family that is we all call up to think of ourselves as royalty. We do that in the culture anyway. So I was going to represent in that way. So to push it back against that, but to also understand that, you know, there are pros and cons to the performing arts life, and the music business in particular. It is a difficult business, a difficult way to navigate. But if you're smart and you meet the right people, and you listen to the right people and surround yourself with the right people, you can go a long way.
This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to go ahead and play your next song. So they can get another taste of your sound.
Oh, thank you so much. So,
this next song I'm going to be playing is Talk to Me, and it's by my featured guest, or artist, I should say this evening, Trait Stevens.
Thank you. Thank you.
Talk to me, baby. Talk to me. Why you talk to me like that? Tell me, baby, why you talk to me like that? Your friends say I treat you wrong. I made you a happy home. Gave you all your heart desire. You call me weak, you call me tired. Why you have to be so cruel? Have just chain rise. Why do I love you so? Question I ask.
Hey, my name is Elle, and you are now listening to In the Know with Ohiniwa, highlighting independent artists in their music.
All right, everyone. That song you just heard playing was Talk to Me. And that is by my featured guest this evening, Trey Stevens. Now, I've always was told by artists that every song has a story. What's the story behind Talk to Me?
You know, it's true. It is really true. And I, when people ask me about a lot of the songs that I write, I have to say this to you. So anyway, I am inspired by so many different things. And, you know, as I mentioned earlier, through conversation and my love of writing music, that can inspire so many things. This particular song, the lyrics had come to me because I was in a restaurant here in New York City. And I hadn't, of course, you don't intend to listen to other people's conversations, but because the volume of the conversation, the couple that was at a table next to me was so loud, you couldn't help but hear it, you know. And the couple was, they were having some problems. And one of the phrases that just kept coming up was, you know, why do you talk to me like that? And it began to, in my mind, really start to register how we communicate with each other when we're in any sort of relationship, whether it's friendships, whether it's personal, you know, intimate relationships. And there's always a time point in our lives that you just ask a person, well, why do you talk to me like that? And I tell you, that conversation with them went on for about 20 minutes. And in my mind, I'm thinking, wow, that's a lyric. That's a lyric. That's a song, you know. And by the time I got home, I had written the lyrics and heard the melody, and boom, bam, there you go. Why you talk to me like that? That's it.
Conversations, man.
Yeah,
they get people in trouble.
Exactly. And it was really interesting because even with that, I tell you, when this song was released last year, actually, I had gotten so many phone calls from people who were saying, "Oh my God, this is like so timely because I just had a conversation with somebody and the first thing I asked them was, why do you have to talk to me like that? You know, what's the point of you speaking to me that way?" And so forth and so on. And so I was like, wow, you know, that resonated with a lot of people. We were always asking and wondering, why do you talk to me that way? So yeah, I ran with it.
That is an action. That is the next national anthem. I'm telling you,
it's just
any kind of conversation, you ain't even got to say why you talk to me. Like, just play the song.
Right.
Let the song do all the talking for you.
Exactly. You know, you glamour it up a little bit. You know, it's so funny because a lot of the lyrics, it was really interesting because you hear some of the conversation and lifting some of the language and it's verbatim some of the things that they were saying. Your friends say I do this to you and so forth and so on. And you're just going, wow, this is a really intense conversation. But people have them every day, you know, and yeah.
Now, you've been in this industry for a little while.
Yeah.
If you don't mind me asking, how long have you been in the industry?
Oh, I don't mind you asking at all. So if I were to give a number, I would say I've been in the industry over 20 years. And I probably can go longer than that. I say because starting as a kid, you're singing. I'm doing talent shows as a kid, high school shows, the ground running here in New York City, performing in bars and clubs and showcases. You name it, I was doing it. Session work, doing it. Just be in the business, you know.
Now, one thing I've always wanted to know is, because you've been doing this, what would you say is the biggest highlight that you've experienced being in the industry?
Oh, my gosh. There were so many highlights. I have to say, I've, you know, I, again, when I, my goal I was to to be a working performer, you know, a working artist, quote unquote, or songwriter or something like that. To have one of my songs licensed, a song called Take Me to a Place from an independent project that I released back in 2007 by Spike Lee for She's Gotta Have It. That was a big highlight for me. You know, getting a phone call from him literally while I was in the market and standing in the market in the, you know, the meat aisle section, talking to him for 45 minutes about my song.
There you go.
And where it was going to be placed. And he took the time to talk to my sister about her acting and things like that. Really, really, really kind of him to do. That was a highlight for me. I came away feeling very inspired and motivated, especially during that time, because I was at a transition crossroads, as we tend to deal with as performing artists. And he gave me an extra boost. So, and then hearing the music, you know, on his show on Netflix, She's Gotta Have It, that was just an amazing, and seeing it was a very prominent part of the show and that episode. That was a turning moment. Even getting signed to recording contract, that was a pivotal moment, because you work so hard to get to a certain point, making sacrifices, and not necessarily being the aim, but to have that happen, doing session work and jingle work, so many highlights.
Okay. Now, if you had to give any advice to any artist that's starting out, what would you tell them?
You know, it always goes back to a few things for me, because I've had great mentors in my life. And, you know, you mentioned early about you know, the bad advice that people give you, you know, the bad advice that that you will at some point receive. You know, for me, you know, when you the record label wanted to put gold teeth in my mouth and to put cornrows, you know, have me dress up in cornrows and baggy pants, and I said, well, that's not the look I'm going for. I'm not a thug. We gotta rethink this. You guys signed a certain type. Now you're trying to change up. That was bad advice that they were giving me in my sound. But I would tell any artist today, number one, be true to who you are. That's really important. Be true to who you are, and know that always comes with pros and cons. And also to learn the business forth and so, and, you know, learn the business, because that at the end of the day, you have to understand that it is a business first. If you're trying to get into music because you want to be artsy and you have you're trying to make a statement, you can do that at the coffee house. You can do that, you know, sitting in front of your laptop and playing into the computer or what have you on camera. But you have to understand that it's a business first. Learn how to read those contracts. I tell you, that's really important too, so people aren't taking your money. Understand the business first, and then you work on your craft. Tighten those songs up. Take the classes that's needed. How to learn how to sing properly so that you can conserve and preserve your voice, so when you're touring, you're not getting, you know, hoarse really quickly and things like that. Invest in your talent. Find and surround yourself with great people who support and see your vision. Those are some of the things that I think are really important to sustaining and maintaining in today's career, music business career.
Okay. During your time, I know that you've worked on your project, but has anyone helped you collaboration on any of your songs, or you've helped them, anybody, collaborate on any of their songs?
So when I set out to record Only Woman and Talk to Me and some other songs at the time, around this time last year, I was looking for a production team. And let me just share this with you too. I was not initially thinking that I would sing the songs. I had resigned to think, you know, hey, I'll write the songs that make the whole world sing. Barry Manilow, you know, I'll write the songs that make the whole world sing. I'll give the song to Usher. I'll give the song to Chris Brown. Let these guys do it. They have the big careers and things of that nature. I'm cool with writing the songs. But I meet these two wonderful producers, Clarence T. Lee Hill and William Prayer. And both are musicians in their own right. Will currently is touring the country with his corporate band, Will with the Exclamation, and Clarence T. Lee Hill. He currently plays with the great and legendary Anita Baker. They said, "Trade, we love what you're doing. Why don't you sing your own songs? You know, why are you just making these demos? Why don't you focus on you just making these project and a product for yourself and put yourself back out there?" Because honestly, my thing was, I'm good being behind the scenes now. I've done the hustle and bustle. I don't necessarily have to be up front anymore. It's not a big deal. And it never was a big deal. But when they said that to me, you know, "Trade, you could sing, man. Go ahead and do it," you know. And I was like, "All right, I'll go ahead and do it." That motivation, that inspiration from those two guys who are doing their thing right now, and they're at the top of their game, that motivated me and inspired me. And that really brought together this amazing collaboration for the three of us. They gave me the sound that I wanted, that I needed, while in the studio, really helping me polish my sound. And everything else, as they say, was just history, because it all just fell into place. And that's how you know where you're supposed to be, when things just fall into place and magic starts to happen.
All right. Your love of music, what is it that you want your listeners to get from your music?
That's a great question. You know what? It's always, to me, it's always been about feeling something. You know, being an artist, most of us are sensitive. Being creative, you want people to come away feeling something. Taking, even if it's a lyric that stands out to them, you know, there's always that song the lyric will just automatically just go, "Yes, that's what's going on right now," you know. Even if it's simple, a simple little song like "Talk to Me," you know, "Why are you talking to me like that?" People get something, it resonates with them. If it resonates with them and if it means something to them, it plays to their heart, their souls, their passion, it moves them, that's all I want. You know, not a big ask, but it's a big ask for some. So I to get people to feel something, to come away feeling like, even when I perform live, you know, anyway, I always want people to feel or come away feeling that was a great experience, that they emotionally, I took them someplace. You know, I remember going to see Luther Vandross perform, and I tell you, I saw that man perform three times, and each time was different. Each time, emotionally, it was an emotional roller coaster that he took you someplace other than. And for the 2 hours that I was in that arena, I was captivated and enthralled by this man's showmanship, musical skills, his, of course, vocal prowess. And I would forget about the world and forget about my problems for those 2 hours. And I would feel and go on that emotional roller coaster with him and through his hits. That's what's really important for me when I write songs, when I sing songs, when I play my songs. If you come away feeling good and that song resonates with you, you feel something like Only Woman touches so many women's hearts, that in itself is for me, that's the quote-unquote blessing.
Your passion comes from deep within, and I can hear it when you talk. I so can.
That's really good. Thank you.
But our time, we're there.
Oh.
It went by that quick.
Oh, my gosh. That was quick. I truly have to say thank you so much for taking the time to have me on your show. This has been fun. I'm not so used to talking about myself lots of times, but I can if I need to. And thank you for so much for having me on. I truly appreciate it.
You know what? You're welcome. The show is for our independent artists, so we want to get you guys out there, and so the listeners get to know who you are.
Yes. Thank you. I appreciate that. We need all the support. I tell you, these days, We need all the support we can get.
Now, before I let you go,
yes.
Is there anything you would like to say to anybody or a shout-out you would like to give?
You know, I'm going to shout you out for having me on the show. I truly appreciate it. Elle, working with us, who's listening, I appreciate you. Thank you so much for being patient with me. You know, I'm hoping that as Mother Day approaches, that Only Woman can be shared and with those only women in your lives and the people to understand the importance of having women in our lives and the value that women bring to our lives, especially in our current culture as it is. Shout out to my mother and my friends and support, Will Prayer, Clarence TV Hill, my sister, my first manager, my sister Carissa Kay, who's probably listening and laughing because she had me dressed up and she had me on point all the time. and all the people who've been really instrumental in supporting Trade Stevens over the years in my career, my musical career. It has truly been, you know, I always say an interesting journey. When you're in the performing arts, it's always an interesting journey. A lot of ups and downs and twists. You can make it through and come out okay. That says a lot because a lot of us don't. So, again, thank you for the opportunity of having me on and many blessings to you as well. Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a nice night.
You too. Thank you so much.
I want to thank all my listeners. The next show is scheduled will be on March 23rd at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The show segment will be announced at a later date. Also, make note that the music showcase has changed from the first Saturday of each month, Thursday of each month. And the segment will be hosted by myself or by Elle. Make sure to check out the newest segment on the music showcase, which broadcast on Thursday, March 2nd, 2023. The show was hosted by Elle. Also, remember to check out IL Radio's newest show segment, Getting Real with Roz. Her next show will air live on March 20th at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Getting Real with Roz is broadcasted live the third Monday of each month. Well, I hope all my listeners enjoyed my special guest this evening, Trade Stevens, and I hope you all have a nice night. Good night. Thank you.